You're listening to Help, My Midlife Sucks, right here on The Boost.
I'm Laurie Dean, and welcome back. Alexandria Barker is stepping up to the microphone now. She is an author, speaker, inspired living coach who specializes in holistic stress solutions, personal development, and spiritual growth. Alexandria is also a certified yoga and meditation teacher, Reiki master, crystal therapist, and chakra therapist. And we're going to be learning from her all about chakras tonight, what she calls the care and feeding of chakras. We'll learn what they are, where they are, what happens when they get blocked, and what we can do to unblock them. Alexandria uses her anything is possible philosophy to encourage people to look beyond their perceived reality, to look at the big picture possibilities of their lives. She empowers them to broaden perspectives and inevitably live their accomplishments. Alexandria is also the creator of Wishful Thinking, 7 Simple Steps to Abundance, and she's going to be talking more about that tonight as well. So I am very pleased to have joining us Alexandria Barker. Alexandria, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Laurie. I'm really happy to be here with all of you today.
You do so much. And one of the things I really love about what you do is your philosophy of anything is possible. So that can get people looking at the big picture possibilities of their life. And why I resonate with that is because I always encourage my listeners to ask themselves, what else is possible around any situation that comes up in their life? And so I think the two kind of fit together. And I'm really excited to be able to talk to you about one of those areas that the listeners can certainly ask what else is possible. And that has to do with chakras. And I wanted to talk to you about chakras, what they really are, how they help us, maybe debunk some myths, all of that. But before we kind of get rolling, I want to find out a little bit more about you and how you discovered chakras and what makes you want to take the knowledge and experience you have and share that with others.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yes, I've been in holistic healing for about 15 years now. I'm a Reiki master. I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a crystal therapist and a chakra therapist. And I got involved with it just through my own exploration, you know, and I find that through your chakras, you really have an opportunity to discover yourself in a unique way. So I really embrace that, and I actually created an entire program around it where it's called Wishful Thinking, 7 Simple Steps to Abundance. You know, it's the book, and then I built a program around the book. And it just helps people really really define what they want in each specific life area. And then I've married each sort of a universal life area, such as health, relationships, career, sort of thing. I've married each one up with a chakra. So we're taking a sort of an exploratory tour through the chakras. And as you get comfortable with them and realize how important they are and how to recognize if they're blocked or not blocked, that sort of thing, you're also working on achieving your ideal in that life area. So, yeah, it's a fascinating and very fun way. And I love how you say, you know, you encourage people to have open minds so they can see what many things do resonate with them. Because in this program, I give them one of the reasons I call it 7 Simple Steps to Abundance. They have 7 different approaches to even working with their chakras. You know, we work with color therapy and aromatherapy and, you know, affirmations and visualizations and just other many ways just to really embrace, you know, the colors of their lives, basically. We are living rainbows. The colors, the 7 primary ones I work with, are the same colors as the rainbow. So it's just a really fun, kind of refreshing approach to creating the kind of life you really want.
I really like that whole idea that the colors of the rainbow and the lightheartedness. And I want to get into that in more detail, but I think maybe we want to start at the basic level in case there are people who have a lot of misinformation. And that is, I guess it's a 2-part question. What are chakras and why are they important to us?
Yeah, it's a good place to start. Chakras are energy centers in your body. They take in energy from the environment, basically from the universe, and then they regulate its flow throughout your body. And they're nothing new. Yoga has been teaching about chakras for about 5,000 years. Basically, they're reservoirs of energy that are open or closed to varying degrees, you know, depending on the individual. And these can be adjusted through the holistic practices that I teach. And that you have thousands of minor, like over 1,000 anyway, of minor chakras. I focus on the 7 primary ones that are aligned with the spine. And each chakra relates to a specific color, sound, body part, and system, and level of consciousness and awareness. So collectively, they influence your entire body, including your thoughts and feelings. And when they are open, and, you know, because they can get blocked through stress, as I'll get into a little bit later, but when they're open, you feel empowered and in control of your life. And you experience high self-esteem. You're happy and enthusiastic more often than not. You know, that's sort of your go-to emotion. You're confident. You radiate power and vitality. And so you experience all these benefits from with very minimal effort, really, because we're talking subtle energy. So it's easy ways to sort of fix, you know, what might be out of whack.
How do we find our chakras? Are they located in very specific areas of the body?
Yes. Yes, did you want me to get into that now?
I was going
to tell a little bit more. Okay, yes, they are beginning with the root chakra, which is located at the tailbone. And would you like me to kind of give an overview of what they are, what they do, or just quickly tell you where they are sort of thing?
How about you kind of run through where they are, and then you can go back and sort of give the overview maybe of each of them? I just want people to sort of get a visual picture of where they are in their bodies as you talk about each one specifically.
Okay, and keep in mind that rainbow that we talked about, because we're going to be creating that as we travel up through our chakras.
All right.
So beginning with the base chakra at the tailbone, it's red. And then you move up to the sacral chakra, which is about 2 inches below the belly button, and it is orange. The solar chakra, located at the solar plexus, so about 2 inches above your belly button, a few inches, and it's yellow. And then the next chakra up is the heart chakra, and it is green, although color pink is also associated with the heart chakra, and it's center of the chest, aligned with the physical heart. The throat chakra is blue, and it's located at your physical throat. It's a light blue, like a light sky blue. And your third eye chakra is indigo, and that's located in the middle of your forehead, right between your eyebrows. And then there's the crown chakra, and it's at the top of your head, and it's associated with the color violet, if you're still thinking in terms of that rainbow. But if violet doesn't resonate with you, you could also work with silver or gold or white.
What are the significance of the colors with the various chakras?
Well, colors have vibration, and so the colors that are associated with those chakras are associated with them because they are the same vibration.
So do you want to get into the overview of each of them now?
Okay, so I did just want to mention, too, that the importance of them, because they really, the chakras govern your bodily functions on the energetic level, and that's where any ailments begin, at the energetic level, before it manifests into the physical. So stress can create blockages in them, and the stress can lead to dis-ease if it's chronic, which leads to disease. So by keeping them balanced through these holistic practices we've been talking about, you can maintain vibrant health, and the chakra work that we're talking about today can bring change about very quickly, and most people can feel the beneficial effects very easily. So let's get into this just to really drive home the importance of knowing, you know, the care and feeding of your chakras.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, so for the root chakra, which we talked about, it's already discussed that it's red, and it forms your foundation in life, and it's also sort of your foundational chakra. So it's the first one that is formed as you grow, and it governs the lower body, your bones, your spinal column, kidneys, bladder, your legs, your feet, your rectum, your genitals, and your immune system. And now when your chakra is out of balance, your root chakra, you could feel fears about your security and your safety because it is your foundation. It's like, I'm here, I'm here in the world. And so if it's out of whack, that's where you feel a little bit shaky. You might feel jealous. You could feel selfish, disconnected from other people. So when you balance that chakra again, you would experience vibrant health, prosperity. You would feel secure. You would have a dynamic presence. And you would actually energize the people around you, you know, so that you're radiating this power and vitality and confidence that people find very attractive. So it's a really significant chakra to start with. And I always like to just imagine how that would play out in your life, you know, if you're radiating that kind of energy. Now, the sacral chakra, the orange one, it is all about, sexuality, your emotions, your creativity. It holds the energies of money and sex and power. And when it's out of whack, if it's, you know, too little energy, too much energy, or just plain blocked, then you could experience things like addictions, anxiety, depression. You know, it's once it's balanced, you feel happy and enthusiastic and passionate and abundant. You know, the thing with these is I'm kind of talking about how where they physically relate. If you're experiencing physical issues in any of these areas, then you would address them by addressing that chakra. So in the case of the sacral chakra, and even though it governs your sexual organs, it also governs your lungs, your pelvis, your low back, your reproductive system, urinary system, your bladder, spleen, small intestine, and adrenal glands. So if you're having any issues with any of those, you might want to have a look at your sacral chakra. Moving up to the solar, which is yellow, and it's located at your solar plexus. Now, this is also called your power chakra because it rules your personal power. It's associated with your will and your anger, but it's also associated with joy and sunshine and laughter and awareness of life's meaning and purpose. And the solar chakra governs your upper abdomen, your liver and gallbladder, kidneys, pancreas, diaphragm, and stomach. And when it's not balanced, you might be experiencing anger, lack of confidence, inability to make decisions, you know, basic distrust in the process of life. So you want to, you know, take the time to get it balanced again, and then you would feel empowered and have an increased self-esteem and feel in control of your life. And moving up to the heart chakra, now this, as the name kind of implies, it is the chakra of love and compassion and devotion, and it governs your heart, your physical heart, your circulatory system, your blood, your lungs, ribcage, diaphragm, thymus, you know, your breasts, your esophagus, shoulders, hands, wrists, quite a large list. And if it's out of balance, you might feel shy or bitter or even antisocial. But when it's balanced, you just feel grateful to be alive. You know, you're happy and light, and you have this unconditional love for other people. So you're going to naturally attract other people who match those ideals. So you're going to have much more satisfying relationships. And moving up to the throat, which, as I said, was at your physical throat, it's blue. It's associated with sound and communication and self-expression, and it governs your throat, your thyroid, trachea, your neck vertebrae, your mouth, your ears, teeth, the gums, esophagus, parathyroid, and hypothalamus. If it's blocked, you would find that you ignore your inner voice. You know, you might also have a fear of speaking, or you might speak in a timid voice that doesn't inspire confidence. Or conversely, you might feel that you really have a strong need to be the center of attention. So it could go either way with that. But when it's balanced, you speak your truth freely and with conviction, and you have integrity, and you're also able to really listen to other people, you know, and that's something that's becoming increasingly rare these days, and it's something people really appreciate, though. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so by cultivating that, you're going to see a lot of changes in your relationships as well. Your third eye chakra, moving on up, it's associated with your psychic abilities, with your imagination, and with dreaming. And it governs your brain, your neurological system, your eyes, nose, pituitary, and pineal glands. And if this is not balanced, you might find that you're lacking in imagination. You might reject your own intuition. Your thinking is confused, and you're judgmental. But when the balance is restored again, you would have an increased focus, a better memory, good imagination, and you'd learn from experience. And all that's going to help you no matter what kind of line of work you're in, if you're thinking in professional level. Yeah, so then moving on up to the crown, which is the final chakra we'll be discussing, which is violet, and it's at the top of your head. It's associated with thought, spiritual connection, knowing, and bliss. And it is the master chakra, controlling all of the others, and it's oriented towards self-knowledge. So, and it governs the top of the head, midline, and the right eye, and sort of everything from midline up of your forehead. And now if it's out of balance, you might find you have a belief in self-limitations. You know, if you're finding you can't progress and you can't move forward, it's maybe because you have this belief in your own self-limitations. Or you feel dissatisfied or lost in life. You might feel isolated. You might feel just alone in the world. But once you restore this balance again, then you would have that kind of charisma that everybody's always looking for. You know, you know your direction and your purpose in life. You live in the present moment, and you radiate knowledge and wisdom. And so once again, it's pretty easy to see how, you know, when you look at the whole spectrum and how this is governing, you know, your emotional life as well as your physical body, you can really see how beneficial it is.
And I think so many of us in our midlife years may have been out of balance for a good portion of that. First of all, is it too late for us to get in balance? And if we can still get into balance, how does that happen? How do we do that?
Well, absolutely, you can, and I agree that, and I was just going to say, you know, because they're so interrelated, that an imbalance in any one will affect all the others. It's just like if you hurt, you know, say you're a right-handed person and you hurt your right hand, and so now your left-hand arm and everything is going to have to compensate for that, you know, so then it gets stressed out, you know, how that, because everything's interrelated.
Yeah.
So yes, absolutely, we do have to address all of them. Sometimes people find out that, oh, the sacral chakra, that's, you know, that's about money. So they want to just focus on that, but you really do have to give full attention. So what I've done with this program that I've created, which is very much a rinse and repeat, I guide people through these processes, all these steps, and we take one chakra a week. So for that 1 week, you're focusing on that particular chakra, and so you're really getting to be intimately connected with it. You know where it is. You know how it feels like. We have meditations in the program to really zero in on that and visualize it free flowing and free of blockages, and all of the organs that that particular chakra affects are just in wonderful working order. Now, because that's seven chakras and 7 weeks of these, you might feel like you're kind of, even though you're focusing on one, you don't want to leave the others out. So I've also created, in addition to a chakra specific, you know, like focusing on just on that sacral chakra, there's also in the program a complete, like a 30-minute, all the chakras, you know, are balanced with this meditation. So you visualize all of them in good working order. So you can go through that like on a daily basis, as well as zeroing in on that particular one that you're working. And yeah, it is never too late. And it's just, it's something that is so beneficial and it's so fun, really, really fun with some of the ways that I've brought into it, because we're playing with the colors and with the fragrances. You know, we're working with aromatherapy and crystal therapy. So, you know, you have the crystals that resonate with that particular chakra and all these things, because we're vibrational beings. You know, we're in a vibrational world, and this is no longer new age woo-woo. This is very, you know, this is science now. It's science has recognized, quantum physics has established that we are vibrational beings and we do resonate with things in the world on a vibrational level.
And as vibrational beings too, it's really interesting to know that the energy can get blocked in this case, and that there are tools to unblock it.
Yeah, and they're not like what you would think. Like people are amazed to find how easy the program really is, and how it really doesn't take very much of their time to work with their chakras on and work with these subtle energies. And we're talking things like, you know, working with the crystal, meditating with the crystal, but also some fun ways. I encourage people to wear the colors that they're working on. You know, even if it's underwear. You know, even if you can't wear vibrant orange to work or something, but you can wear underwear that's like. Nobody's going to know about that.
When you wear the colors associated with the chakra you're working on, does that do something to your psychological reprogramming, if you will, to help you work it all out sort of as you go about your day?
Yes, because it's a constant reminder. So say, for example, like today I happen to be working on my sacral chakra, so I'm wearing orange. I have orange carnelian crystals around my wrist. I have already done my meditation and everything, and I'm focusing on, so I'm kind of reinforcing that I'm telling the universe that I want the benefits of this being a strong secure chakra, so that I'm going to be reaping the rewards of this sacral chakra. So that would be, you know, feeling happy and enthusiastic and passionate. And so I got, like, I have orange and yellow flowers, you know, in my house. It's that time of year, luckily, and I've got lots in my garden. So I got them on my table, so I'm even looking at the color. Now, those colors, remember, the colors associated with that chakra is associated with it because it is the same vibration of, you know, that ideal chakra. So if you're thinking about orange and you're maybe have a bowl of oranges on the table, it's going to remind you subliminally. So you're absolutely right about that.
You're working on your chakra right now. And I guess this is an ongoing practice for you as well, even though you've been doing it for a while. Is it part of your lifestyle?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. My wishful thinking program is pretty much my life work. I pulled together everything I've been studying in this field for 15 years, and I pulled everything together into this one very concise, easy, fun program. And I created it for myself originally because within the program, I also teach people about the law of attraction. So we discuss all about vibration and energy and how it impacts you and how to work with the law of attraction instead of against it. So I've been doing that. This program's about 6 years old now. So I incorporated all that because I was buying other people's programs and not having a whole lot of success with it. And then I realized that, you know, it's not the methodology, it's just that I need something that's going to really resonate with me, you know, and I like color and flowers and fragrance, and, you know, so I just was kind of divinely inspired, I guess, to incorporate the chakra work into this.
So is this one of the ways that we can actually speak the language of the universe to actually force it to give us what we want?
I would just take issue. I would take with that about forcing it, and I know you. I think I understand how you meant that, but it's more of a just allowing it. You're creating sort of the environment to welcome these things into your life.
I like that you picked up on that word force, because I wanted to see your reaction to it. On one hand, because a lot of times, as I've been poking about on the internet and asking myself what else is possible so that I can bring the information to the listeners, I find that force the universe phrase used an awful lot. And I'm...
Oh, really? Oh. I didn't like it as soon as you said it. I didn't want to insult you because it's your show.
Well, it felt forced coming out of my mouth, and it feels very aggressive and demanding and
fresh. You don't have to force it. You just have to quit not allowing it.
Yeah, I like that.
That's really what it comes down to. That's actually just off a recent Abraham video I was watching, and she's saying, like, it's not get it in the bank. It's not get the money in the bank, Abraham. It's stop, you know, stop not letting the money come to you. That's an interesting perspective. And, yeah, that forcing it, that sounds very old. And this is more about, I think we're moving into embracing, you know, the feminine and embracing that aspect, whether we're male or female, you know, just embracing that, the ease and the, you know, relaxing into it. And it's totally fun. And I just really encourage people to have fun with it.
I'm sorry to say, Alexandria, we are out of time. And I don't want to let you go until we know exactly how people can find out more about your wishful thinking program and more about you and working with you in general.
I'm glad, because I hadn't mentioned yet that I do have a gift, and it's actually a part of this program we've been talking about. It is the audiobook. Just go to alexandriabarker.com /free-gift, and then they can download this audiobook and learn a little bit more about where, you know, where I'm all coming from, and then, you know, they're be asked to join my mailing list, and then I could send them a little bit more information about the program as well. But that gives them a really good intro, and just to see just how fun and creative, you know, you can be with this stuff and to get fabulous results from it.
It sounds great, Alexandria. Thank you so much for that great gift, and thank you so much for being on this show. It's been an extreme education for me, and I know for our listeners as well, and I really appreciate you taking your time to be here tonight.
Oh, thank you so much, Lori. It's been a real treat for me, I just really, really invite your listeners to take advantage of that free offer, because I think once they start looking at their chakras, it's just, like I said in the very beginning, it's a whole new way of looking at yourself with a fresh perspective and a whole, you know, a unique way of getting to know themselves. So it's really quite fun.
Can you give us the website address one more time?
It's Alexandria, Alexandria. Barker, BARKER.com. And then it's just /free-gift.
Well, thank you again so very much. It's been my extreme pleasure.
Oh, you're so welcome. I appreciate it.
One more quick break before we wrap it up. So I'm going to take that break and then come back and tell you about who will be on the show next week. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. To leave you with a bit of music. That was Kimball Meyer's former band called The Cry. The song is You. We're out of time for this week. I want to thank Rémi Chaussée and Alexandria Barker, my very special guest this week. And next week, I'm going to be joined by Fawn Gilmore Kraut. She is a relationship genius who helps women who are fed up with being invisible get noticed by the men who will love, respect, and cherish them. That applies no matter what age and no matter what relationship status you are in. So make sure you are back to join the conversation with Fawn and I next week, Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Boost for Help My Midlife Sucks. And until then, I am Lori Dean. Thank you so very much for being great listeners. And don't forget to always ask yourself, what else is possible? Good night.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out the Help My Midlife Sucks webpage to get the lowdown on upcoming guests. Listen to past episodes, share your comments and questions, and much more. You'll find it all at helpmymidlifesucks.com. Once again, that address is helpmymidlifesucks.com. Until next week, be curious and expect miracles.